Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Game Hour podcast. My name's Drew.
And I'm Aztec.
He certainly is. I don't know whether we're going to keep doing that because I'm starting to get cringe. I'm starting to cringe at myself. You know, cringe
bollocks.
At myself.
You know? Bollocks.
Bollocks. Anyway, this is a podcast about, basically me and Aztec as we talk about all things pop culture, you know, nerdy stuff. That's kind of what we do here. As usual, we don't really kind of prepare what we're going to talk about. I think we talked about maybe...
Meticulously prepared, meticulously scripted. Everything is word for word written down in front of me, including this.
Yeah.
I'm reading it off my hand.
Yeah.
Right now.
I actually tried doing like a little bit of a search yesterday to see what we're going to talk about. I was like using some AI, mm-hmm. like, oh, what are some good topics? You know, using AI. Oh, yeah. What are some good topics to talk about? And I just got such generic responses, and I was like,
"The weather, it's a nice day today.
weather.
It's a bit wet, but I'd say the weather's pop culture, especially in Britain.
I don't know, maybe.
It's meant to be good next week.
Oh, is it?
It's meant, yeah.
Oh, well, we're talking about so like driver like instructor like said
that
warm.
one person told me it was meant to be good next week. It's now fact.
So, all right. Well, my dad did that a little while ago. He said, apparently we're maybe getting like a heat wave or something, like up to like, mm-hmm. like, or however, like however many days of like hot weather. And that was like ages
it's
ago.
It's like every time it starts to get even close to winter and the Sun newspaper's like, Britain is going to freeze. It's going to be ice. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be like Russia and nobody's going to be able to do anything. And it's going to be chaos and cold and we're all going to die. And then like, you go and look at like the Met weather report and you're like, mate, it's going to be like 10 degrees next week. Like, what the what are you on? Or the one article, that same article comes up every year and it's like 10 years old. And you're like, mate, this is from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, that dude at work is like, no, I've seen the Sun. It's going to be really cold. It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Look at the date of the article, you idiot.
So we haven't really prepared what we're going to talk about today. I mean, we talked a little bit yesterday because I came over to yours yesterday.
You did, yeah. Yeah, we played some games.
We did. Played some, what was it called?
Boss Monster.
For those people
who...
Those people who maybe haven't heard of it. It's a fantastic little game where you basically create a dungeon, which you have to have some heroes go through. And it's really cool. It's really cool. Really fun. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
It's really nice and easy to play as well. Not so many rules. You're a boss of a dungeon. You build the dungeon, you attract heroes, and you try and kill them to win.
Yeah, and that's pretty much
without being killed yourself, which Drew isn't so great at. But
no, I died twice.
Twice. Of the two games we played.
It is partly luck, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, yeah, it's a card-based game. Yeah, there is a bit of luck involved. Of course there is.
Yeah, it is partly luck. So, you know, it was not all my fault.
Yes, mate. You're just unlucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Not bad at all. You're just unlucky.
And we talked a little bit about what we're going to do on the podcast, and I think we said that we could talk about Strange New Worlds, which I know we've done another podcast, but you know, season two's out now.
It's finished. Yeah,
it's finished season two because I think it was season one we talked about last time.
I think so.
We can talk about that. We've also been playing some Warhammer 40k recently as well, so we can talk about that if we wanted to.
It's been nice getting back into that, actually.
It has. You're
very
not wrong.
Much enjoyed.
Yeah. You're not wrong. In fact,
I didn't realize how much I missed it until.
Yeah.
Started doing it again. And even like the painting, I didn't realize how much I missed sitting down. Because when you're not playing, you don't have motivation to paint, right?
Yeah.
But now we're playing again. And I'm like, oh, I got to paint this so they look cool. You know? Because Rob's shit look amazing. You know, and your shit looks amazing as well.
Yeah.
And like, my shit is like.
No, like,
if we put Rob as being like the 10 on the scale.
Yeah.
Right. And then you put you as like the 8 or 9. You're getting up there very much. You know, if you had the time to consolidate, you'd get there. Absolutely. Yeah. And then I'm like the 5 or 6.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit, buddy. I think it's one of those things where you probably don't rate it very much. Like I'm the same really. I don't really rate the way I've painted my models right now. But I think if I had it all uniform across all my models, all my models were actually painted and they all looked in the same color scheme, it would look better. And I think what I can do is I can see yours I can look at your individual models that you've got painted and imagine that across all your models and think that's a good looking army. You know what I mean? That's a good looking paint job.
Yeah.
But I think it's because of the fact that you're probably like me, you look at your unfinished models next to your finished ones, you just think it all looks shit.
I repainted the Pathfinders. I repainted the Pathfinders because they were green. And I loved that green color scheme when I started doing it. This is when we started doing it, like when James was still playing it with us and stuff. And the green, I liked it because it was like camouflage, like army kind of style. Yeah. And then I thought, and then obviously when the Farsight stuff came out, like the lore, I read into that. I was like, oh, I like Farsight. And then the Farsight Codex separate came out and everything. And I was like, oh, well, I'm definitely Farsight.
Yeah.
So now I've got this Farsight color scheme going and I've got green ones still around. And I'm like, and I've just not repainted them because I've thought, well, they're painted.
Yeah.
You know, so that's okay. And now I'm like, I want this unified like color scheme across the board and it's going to look great, but it's going to take some time because it means painting infantry again.
Yeah.
Which is the I don't like painting infantry. That's why I don't go for heavy infantry models. I mean, Necrons are great because you could probably get away with base color wash, dry brush, and then pick out some highlights on them, you know, and like tidy the details. But like with the tower, they've got the hooves, they've got the armor, they've got those ridge lines that you get on battle suits, but like on everything.
I think in the older models of Necrons, I think I would agree with you, but I think the new models,
maybe not the new ones.
I'm just looking at them going, oh right, I don't want to like give them like one kind of like paint washing dry brush. I kind of like feel like there's different elements to them now that I have to consider what those colors are going to be. So
that's pretty cool though. That's quite exciting. Creatively. So creatively. The fact that I think I've decided that, like, I mean, it depends if you guys agree on it or not, that I'm just not going to put drones on the battlefield because they're literally just tokens. You can't shoot them. They can't, they just like give the unit any abilities. Like they're just not counted towards the model at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just they, why bother? Like the shield drones, I take like a shield drone on each of my crisis suits, gives them one extra wound, and that's it. The model, the shield drones are just like there.
Mm.
There's no need for it. I can just remember that they have an extra wound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's no reason for them to be there because otherwise I'm moving unnecessary shit.
Yeah.
And you can see through them. You can charge through them. Like what's the point? You know, like they literally don't exist.
Yeah.
They're literally just there, except the ones maybe it's for the ghost keel, because they have an ability that you've got to remove one for each time you use the ability, because you get two uses in two drones, so that kind of makes sense. You keep track of like what you've done with them.
Yeah.
But the other ones are just like, why bother?
Yeah. So no, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back into it and like properly and getting them all painted. And I keep picking up my models every now and again and I look at it and go, oh, I want to continue this, but at the same time, it's just like, oh, but then I've got to get all my paints out and sit down and, you know, I need to do it.
Yeah, but once I got my paints out, like you saw them, they were here, right? They're on my desk still.
Yes.
They're a bit more tidy than when you came over because I'm not currently painting.
Yeah.
But once I got them out and I have them just there on my desk, like whenever I'm like, oh, I'll do some painting, the model comes out and it just goes, you know, like it's not a big hassle because if I put them away every time, I'd be like, oh, I'll do painting. And then me, you know, the ADHD would be like, yeah, but then you got to go get the paints, get everything set up. And then by the time I sat with the model, I'd be like, nah, I'm bored of that now.
Yeah.
But now I just get the model, pick it up, and that's it. Focused for like hours. And I'm doing nothing else but that. And it's great because I just relax. I've got the music or like Warhammer podcasts on, like lore podcasts on at the moment.
Yeah.
Like the Tau lore and stuff, or like Necron lore or something, just because I fight Necrons a lot, obviously, with you having them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just the lore, the backstory, you know? Not like tactics or nothing like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a battle report every now and again, just because the rules in the battle report and helps me figure out how I'm doing them.
Yeah.
Usually a Tau 1, that's how I figured out the Markalites we were doing slightly wrong, but yeah, I'm loving that time at the moment. I can just sit, relax, and just like be myself, you know?
Yeah. For those who are watching, really, by the way, those who are visually watching on the YouTube, don't mind Connor. He's just having a bit of an earthquake over his area now.
It's me. I like to.
Duck, I can guarantee what you're doing is you're tapping your foot, aren't you? Yep, when you're talking, you're like tapping your foot and like everything's shaking. it's like being back in Japan.
I was going to say, it's like that time when we were recording a video in Japan and I was like, oh, wait. Earthquake. And you guys are like, do you need to go somewhere safe? And I was like, no, it's fine. It'll be over soon. And I'm there going, shit falling off my shelves and that. Just trying to play. What were we even playing? I don't know.
We played a few different things back then. So
that was fun. That was
speaking of things that we're playing, other than Warhammer, What you been playing lately, buddy? What you been gaming?
You know what? Not a lot on the PC, to be fair. I've been doing the 3D printing.
Yeah.
And sorry, it's every time because I move around everything.
Yeah, it's all right.
I've been doing my 3D printing, which I got a sale on my Etsy shop. Very nice.
Oh.
So that's why I've got that today. One of my filaments is hydroscopic, so it takes in moisture. So I just needed to dry it out a little bit. So I bought something to do that before I print one off to tip it away.
Yeah.
And it's a Gambit coin. Ironically, it's the one I gave you. Otherwise, I would have just sent that.
Oh, yeah. It's over there. Yeah. I could get it.
So yeah, that's good. You could do it.
I could. I'll do that now.
Yeah, okay. And I've been thinking about Destiny, because obviously I like Destiny. There you go.
There we go.
Yep, wrong. Yeah, no, which camera are you going to show it to?
People can see it on my main camera.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hopefully that looks good. Yeah. So they're on sale on the Etsy shop.
Yeah.
Which I don't have a code to, but I do have a card right here.
Oh.
I got business cards. That I didn't give you one, but like, beautiful little business cards.
You did give me one.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Information on screen now that you can't read.
Yeah, it's not
going to
turn it all focus off, didn't we?
But yeah, there we go. That's it.
There'll be a link somewhere. There'll be a link somewhere for those who are watching the video.
Basically, it's just Construct 3D prints on most things. But if you're interested, you can send us a message on Discord and stuff. There's not a lot on there now. I'm still kind of finding my feet and things. So I've been kind of practicing modeling on that and things. And I've been thinking about Destiny and how crap the game is right now.
I feel like the new season came out and I played it for a week and then I was kind of like,
yeah, the season of the Deep was like, it was such good hype for it and it was all right. I did enjoy it and the new dungeon was really cool. And then then once the story finished, it just like the other ones just petered off. It didn't even go on for the spring thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Was it Solstice or something else? I don't know. Didn't go for it anyways.
I don't know.
And I've just been kind of doing that, painting Warhammer and playing board games with you guys. But I did download Baldur's Gate 3 today.
Yes, and you were just about to play it until I
literally
said,
just opened it up. And then you were like, podcast? And I was like, sure, because if I don't say yes now, then I won't say yes for the rest of this evening.
And then we spent the next hour with me trying to get things
and
set
then
up.
Spent an hour with Drew while he was effing and blinding, saying all sorts of swear words. It's all right, I'll play it later.
Yeah, you'll get a chance to play it later. Yeah, I need to play it some as well. I was actually, obviously, originally, we thought, and I'm not going to get into this again, but we thought you were going to be off yesterday. So initially it was like, right, I'm not going to stream on Thursday, but I'll stream on Friday. And then you were like, oh, by the way, it's actually Friday I'm off. And I was like, right, so no streams until the weekend then. So I'll wait until the weekend to stream. I'll probably get back to Baldur's Gate 3 on this weekend. But other than that, what have I been doing? So
what have you been doing, Drew?
We talked about, I think on the podcast that we talked about that we didn't actually release, because we actually recorded.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
I can remember a little bit. So I think we last recorded a podcast, but then it didn't get aired.
I think I ate a cream egg.
You think you ate a cream egg?
Yeah, one of the white chocolate cream eggs, wasn't it?
Were we talking about that in the last podcast that we didn't
release?
Was
that the one I forgot to record?
That was the one you think you got to record. Yeah. So we didn't release it, I think.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. We also talked about, I think, you were maining Destiny, I was maining Sea of Thieves, and I said I was going to be, I said I was going to stop streaming Sea of Thieves. That's something that we didn't obviously get out there, and we didn't talk about in the podcast, but I said, I was a Sea of Thieves partner, Sea of Thieves streamer. I was leaving the partner program. I was going to be leaving Sea of Thieves pretty much and playing Destiny. And we did that. So I've been playing Destiny 2, and then I've been playing Diablo. The new Diablo 4, which came out. Sadly, interest in Diablo 4 is absolutely tanked.
I played it for, a few hours, and I was like,
It is good.
I enjoyed it.
They released the patch and nerfed everything, so.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't feel like I wanted to go back to it either.
Yeah.
Like I was.
Yeah, but also interested in Destiny 2 also tanked as well.
Everything did, because Destiny, it's weird because the numbers on Destiny 2 are actually really good.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go and load the game up and you're like, bollocks. And I've been playing Destiny for a long time and it does this.
Yeah.
I stopped playing Destiny for a few months and then I'll go back. I like the season of South of Thunes coming out.
Right.
Is it Tuesday? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe I'll go back. But then why?
Yeah.
Why?
And then
why should I? Because I've got Baldur's Gate, and I've got Starfield.
Yeah, Starfield's bollocks coming up. Yep.
Bollocks to your Destiny until you really, really wet my whistle.
Do better, Destiny. Do better, Bungie.
Unless you wet my whistle some more, then, you know, and update Gambit maybe a little bit, because some of us do actually enjoy Gambit.
I like Gambit.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Then, yeah. I mean, it's probably the Lightfall DLC, isn't it? It's probably going to be that brings us back, let's be honest.
Yeah. And then Remnant 2 came out. I don't know if you ever saw Remnant 2, but Remnant 2 was basically Dark Souls with guns. And it was really fun. Really fun. And I really want to get back to it. I did a few streams on it, and it was so addictive. Really frustrating. Like, super frustrating. But one of those really... They got it so right that it was really frustrating, but it makes you want to keep going until you actually, like, get through it, which is great. So I really want to get back to Remnant 2.
Yeah, that's good.
Also, started streaming some Palia. And for those people who don't know what Palia is, it is a community sim MMO that is in open beta right now, but it was in closed beta. It's in open beta right now. And got really bored of it. When I talk about community sim, I mean like Stardew Valley, Disney's Dreamlight Valley. I've never played any of those. Like, this is my first community sim.
Love Stardew Valley.
Well, there we go. So it's a lot like that. However, I would say that, and this is a criticism that I've discussed it with other people in my Discord, well, in our Discord server. I'm going to say my Discord server, it's our Discord server. And the criticism The criticism
is always in the Discord server.
Yeah, you're always in it around. You're never
I get all
absent.
The messages. Everybody at me.
The criticism is that it's fun for a while, but there's really fuck all to do long term in the game, really. Like, it's all about building your own plot of land. It's a community sim with a lack of community feeling, because you're building in your own instance and your own plot of land. You're not building with other people, you know, like in Minecraft where you can all build together kind of thing. Yeah. You're not building with people, you're building in your own area. Nobody builds with you. You know, you can't walk out the house and go, oh, hello, neighbor. So really weird community sim where there's no community feeling. And also it might be an MMO, but I think you can only get like 25 people on a server. So it's like, I feel like the space is so open that I'm not always running into people. And if I was going to compare it to like World of Warcraft, which I've only played a bit of, but I've seen lots of gameplay footage where people are always running into other players big areas. Like, it doesn't feel like an MMO. It doesn't feel like a community game, even though it's a community sim. And it's just, I've got to say, like, I was really, really excited for Palia. I was really looking forward to it. For years, I've been keeping an eye on it, for about 2 years, since they had the announcement video come out. And I was really looking forward to it. Really excited. Got access to the closed beta. Played it for a few streams and was like, I'm bored. I'm so done. Like, there's nothing to keep me engaged. It's really dull, which is a bit of a shame. And I think I'd say, then I started Baldur's Gate 3 the other day, which I only managed to play a couple of hours of, but I would like to get back to that. So I'm going to get back to that tomorrow, I think. Oh, but also as well, really quickly, I got a key for a game called Shadow Gambit, and I was telling you about this yesterday.
Oh, yes, this is what you were telling me about yesterday,
So I got a key for a game called Shadow Gambit. I got a key for a game called Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew, and I played about half an hour to 40 minutes of it yesterday, and it's lots of fun. And I started editing the video, so hopefully that's going to be going out on YouTube, maybe this weekend or sometime next week. But hopefully ASAP, because I was meant to actually get that recorded and get that out yesterday, but never mind. It was lots of fun. I'm looking forward to playing that game some more. Really cool game. So for those people who haven't checked it out yet, you can probably find it on Steam. That's Shadow Gambit, The Cursed Crew. Really fun so far. Great voice acting, great visuals, great music. It's great. And I hope you look forward to the YouTube video. You can check that out.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll be watching it, guys.
Hey,
will you?
Hey, and you'll be leaving a comment, like,
I'm leaving
a comment,
a like, and a share. I'm going to ding his bell.
He's going to ding my bell.
He's going to ding his bell, which is even funnier because reasons I'm not going to stay online. But
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But
one quick announcement for anybody who listens to the podcast. People who listen to the podcast probably know. What's that?
Oh, not me. I don't re-listen to the podcast.
You don't re-listen to the podcast?
I do. You know what it is? I do. And I feel so arrogant for doing it. I'm like, I'm listening to us and I'm laughing along with myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll find myself, you'll say something in the podcast and I'll find myself like just responding to it and I'll say exactly what I said in the podcast and I'll be like, oh, funny that, isn't it?
It's almost like that's me.
I know, right? Like honestly, because you do, I watch to like see how funny they are, like what our interactions are and stuff. But yeah. Anyway, go on. What were you saying? Announcement.
So a really quick announcement. I mean, anybody who listens to the podcast probably already know this anyway because they're part of our community. But I will be quitting streaming effectively from the end of September. Yeah, will be my last stream on Twitch, which, you know, for the past four podcasts we've done, I've been pretty much full-time content creator, I think. Maybe not the first podcast, but definitely 2, 3, and 4. I think I was full-time streaming.
I remember the first one.
Yeah, 2020 that was. And the second one was 2021.
I was in Keaton.
Right. And then I think we did 3 and 4. I think we did 3 and 4 not long after each other.
Yeah.
I think
in
so.
2022.
Yeah.
So and that was 2023, boys. Going strong.
Consistent. Yeah. I am going to make sure that we do this more regularly, though.
I know. Our podcast gives us the old Yogpod vibes. Like, they just did one randomly, but, like, you know, it got there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to make sure that we definitely steer.
Drew's going to make sure, everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to keep him. I'm going to keep Aztec in line. I'm going to keep him.
Because he needs it.
He needs pushing. So
He does.
If I could be like every 2 weeks, I'll be like, right, when's your free week this week? I think it's free Thursday. So whatever it is, it's the other day. So whatever day he says, it's the day next week.
Send me your rota.
Send me your rota.
Send it to me.
Yeah. I'm going to be quitting streaming at the end of September for financial reasons because I used to be able to financially support. Well, there used to be financial support there, and it's not saying that the financial support isn't there, but it's just, it's not consistent enough to do it full time and pay the bills.
And the cost of living's went up. The food prices are up. Yeah. Like, you know, even if you were earning the same.
Yeah. And people on.
As you were on your best streams. Like,
exactly.
Tight, just with the way it is living in Britain right now.
Which also affects, you know, people as well who are supporting the channel
absolutely.
You know, they're spending maybe less time on Twitch or they can't afford to keep subscribed. So it's just one of those things where. You know, unfortunately, financially, can't afford to keep going, so I'm going to have to find something else to do.
I'll be saving £5 a month.
That's the well, yeah, exactly. That's a silver line, and Connor's like, that's a £5 I can put towards something else instead of supporting Drew.
Yeah, instead of the, what is it, the 3 years or whatever I've been subscribed to your Twitch channel.
Yeah, the crazy long time. And it's coming to an end,
Everything ends.
Yeah. So I'm still going to make YouTube videos, though. I'm still going to continue doing YouTube. I'm just not going to be live streaming
anymore.
I always
thought you were better on YouTube than live streaming.
I think so as well. I think I make better YouTube content. I do. Yeah. I really do.
You could pause it, go away, have a shit or something, come back. And
not
come
go
back
make a cuppa.
And keep going.
You know, go have a shit.
And then, you can go and have a shit. You could do both. You could have a cuppa, have a shit, watch an episode of Book on the Hero or something, and then come back and be like, we wouldn't know you've gone.
Yeah,
so just back, same clothes, you know, fuck, you could go to sleep and just start again and the next morning be like same clothes as I bang.
Yeah,
no time has passed since the last 1 second you watched me.
Yeah,
you know, you get a bit more time, a little bit, it's a little bit more forgiving.
Yeah,
a lot more editing, but
it's a lot more editing,
at least like you're not pressured to do things while people are there, if you know what I mean. Like on Twitch, if you've got like 400 people watching you, it's like I've got to do the shit now.
Yeah, I think
you can't be like, I'm going to go to the toilet. Because if you go to the toilet, you come back, there's 20 people.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Like, that's how it works. I don't blame people, but like that's how it is. You need the toilet because people need the toilet, guys. You know, people need to have a shit. People need to go for a cheeky piss. But like, doing that on Twitch is just like, bro, I'd rather have a secret labs chair with a fucking potty in it. So I fucking.
Yeah. I think that.
You know?
So not to steal the topic too long, but I think one thing is, obviously, I know you're saying that you think I do better YouTube content, and I agree.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, I always wanted to do YouTube content. It's what I started doing. I just started focusing more. Yeah. Well, I think I started doing it when I was living with Bex, actually. Like, in 2016, I think I was like, this is before you went to Japan. I think I started making YouTube content.
Yeah, I came over for the Pokemon video before I went to Japan.
Yeah, and that was even, I think that was a year later, I think, from when I actually started making YouTube content.
Yeah, maybe something like that, yeah.
But
that sounds about right.
But obviously I started focusing on doing live streaming more because it was what was kind of essentially bringing all the revenue in. So I was like, oh, well, I'll put more focus on streaming. But then because streaming, when you stream, you need to go live at least for a few hours to at least. And then there's all the work that you're going to do behind the scenes to try and put work into your streams to make them, seem better and things like that. So it's just one of those things where I put too much focus on streaming. I wasn't really making the YouTube content anymore. And really YouTube content is what I really wanted to make. So now, although it sucks that I have to stop streaming because there is an element of stream that I love, and that's the interaction with chat, I think there's elements to the reason I prefer doing the YouTube videos is I can be more entertaining, I think, whereas when I'm one thing I struggle to make to find a balance for with live streaming is loads of people out there who can basically be entertaining and they focus on chat every now and again, but not as frequently, where I was very focused on reading chat, and it kind of stopped me from being as focused on.
And then you get those viewers who are like, Drew, did you send me a question? And then 2 seconds later, Drew, answer the question.
Oh, and that would be,
fuck off.
Yeah, right? That would be
if I didn't see your question, then fucking tough.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't see it.
Yeah. There is.
Sorry, man.
There is times where
I'm playing a game right now.
Yeah.
Fucking, do you expect fucking, what's he got? Alan Shearer, when he was playing football years ago, fan comes out, Alan, do you like sausages? And he'll stop fucking kicking the ball.
Stop kicking the ball about answering his question.
I love sausages. I like Cumberland sausages. I like a bit of Yamaha's sausage. And fucking, I'll just play football now, shall I? And then, do you like Lancashire sausages? I won't. You know what I mean?
It's an interesting analogy, for certain.
Well, it was the first I can think of.
Yeah.
But if somebody's playing a game, yes, ask questions. If I don't see it, I'm sorry, man, I just don't see it. You can ask it again. If I don't see it again, either I didn't see it and the moment's passed.
Yeah.
Or I saw it, thought it was dumb, offensive, creepy, or just didn't want to answer it for whatever reason. And you should take the hint.
Yeah.
Or one of my mods will answer it for you.
I think, sometimes
I don't know if I'm just being a bit of a dick about it, but at the same time, especially when you're full-time like you were, it's like, look, I'm doing a job, I'm playing the game. Your question, whilst, yes, I'd love to answer every single question on my stream.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You only ask me if I like sausages or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Or if it's a very pertinent question, then, you know, somebody else will probably ask it.
Yeah.
Or if it's a question about what I was doing at that moment, then I'm not doing that anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I sound like a cock, but at the same time, you're doing it for a living.
Yeah.
And I'm here, I'm there for social interaction with chat for sure, but if I missed it, I missed it, man. Sorry, but I don't want to have fucking three eyes focusing on three different things. You're here to watch me play the game. I'm playing the game. I didn't see a question, Salesmate.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's, I've got one example that was recently, and I'm not going to call anybody out. That's not what I want to do. But there was a moment where I read the chat message, but it didn't really warrant a response.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything, but it was one of those things where it was literally, but then I think it was a few moments later, it was kind of oh, did you see my message? And I was like, I said, oh yeah, I did. And I read it. I just didn't read it out verbally, because it was one of those things where I didn't feel like
I'm not
going to
read out chat. I'm not going to read. I'm not a fucking voice. Those AI TikTok. That's just going to fucking.
Yeah,
that's it. Bollocks. No, I'm not going to read them all out. Sometimes I might just because I'm dyslexic and I need that to get it in me fucking head.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
That's it, man. But to be fair, some of them are kids and they're still working out how to interact with people as well. Not just streamers and stuff, but so you've got to be a bit forgiven.
Yeah,
I know I had a rant, but at the same time, that's usually in my head.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
That's always in my head. And then I just, because I'm going to be nice to people because of course you're going to be nice to people. That's the point. Always be kind if you can. But at the same time, somebody's fucking you off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's the thing is, obviously, I always wanted to just kind of entertain people. And I think there's kind of a level of entertainment that you can't really provide when you're keeping up with reading messages and stuff like that.
I agree.
So,
yeah.
And I couldn't find that balance.
On,
Yeah.
You're more focused on the entertainment. And like I say, if you make a joke or even if you're playing a game and it's meant to be like streamer safe and then some night and then it's not. You
yeah.
can just cut that or edit it so it is a way where you can put it on YouTube just to get ads and stuff. Whereas if it's live, it's just saying, well, they lied to me.
Yeah. I think
or somebody says something in chat or they donate amount of money and have the text to speech say something offensive or whatever. Because people are creative, right? They get using the numbers and whatever to make passes through the filters and stuff, and then it comes out verbally, and then you've got a silence or a copy strike or whatever the hell happens. It's a bit of a safer environment as well, I feel.
Yeah, I think backseating is something that I'm really looking forward to not having to worry about as well either. Like it's such a bizarre concept to me.
It's nice to have like hints. Like if you ask that, like chat, I have no idea what I'm doing. Has anybody got any ideas?
Exactly.
But
so like
not when it's just like you're playing the game and then it's like, use the gun, and it's way better. I'm like, no, I want to use the sword because I like swords.
Yeah. Everybody's different, but for me personally, like when I'm going into a Twitch stream, I'm looking to be entertained. I don't go in with the intention that I'm going to be giving instructions to the streamer.
No, or be a part of the entertainment.
Fucking thing, like,
you know.
And people, like, you get people coming in and going, oh, like in Sea of Thieves, I can think of a few examples. In Sea of Thieves, people would be like telling me, like, oh, go for a board. Like, not like, oh, you might, oh, like, I don't know if you want to go for a board. Or like there's definitely ways to suggest things that are suggestions. And there's other ways that you phrase it where you're telling somebody what to do. And it used to drive me crazy when people go, oh, have you thought about going for a board? Or maybe a board might help or something. But then people going, go board them, like specifically demand, like go board.
Go
for a board. And it's like, I don't want a fucking board because like, it's just like, it's such a weird thing to sit back and go, oh, well, if I was playing this, I would do this way. And I'm going to tell them to do it that way. But like,
I guess some of it comes from like a place of trying to help you as well. Like they see struggling and they're like, oh, go for a board. You know, like in their head, it's more like go for a board. Like they're trying to help, and they don't realize they're being so.
Yeah, but the scenarios so I'm thinking not of is when it's like,
yeah, not everybody's like that, but a lot of people sometimes will be like, oh, do it this way. You know, you might find it easier type of thing, but without saying like, do it this way, you might find it easier.
Yeah,
like they'll just suggest it, and it seems like heavy backseat gaming, but it's not. But like, yeah, I mean that's the thing, though, isn't it?
who are like, this isn't the way I'd play my way, which is also happens. Like,
yeah,
like it just drives me like. I'm on a sloop. For those people who don't know Sea of Thieves, a sloop's a little two-man ship, like one two-man ship. And I'm circling another sloop and hammering them. Like I am destroying them with cannons. And then someone goes, go for a board. And it's like, why? No. Like, why? I don't need to. I'm absolutely fucking shitting on them. Like, I don't need to go for a board. And it's like, oh, because they're staying afloat. And it's like, they'll eventually sink. There's only so much food they can eat when I'm hitting them with cannonballs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's like, like I just need to be I need to be patient, and you need to be patient. Just wait. Yeah, they will go down.
Style. That's the thing.
They will go down.
Style, you know?
Yeah.
But I think as well though, like that's a lot of the negatives of having a Twitch chat, like a live chat. But there's so many positives as well. Like think of the amount of friends and not even just friends like on Discord. Like we've got close friends.
Yeah.
That. We've been at weddings.
Yes.
People have came to your wedding or, you know, like stuff like that. We spent weekends at their houses or through Twitch.
Yeah.
Which is quite amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about it. So I've met some of the coolest people from me and you streaming and being in various Discords and stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk a lot about people coming at chat and being a bit of an arsehole and we're getting frustrated with it. And it's really easy to talk about that. But one of the things that will be missing, not that I'm stopping streaming, but you know, I've got a job that doesn't let me do it very often anyways.
Yeah.
But especially with Drew is that maybe the opportunity for those kind of close connections. So like in that kind of speed will be almost gone. Like, cause you will get connections on YouTube and stuff. And maybe you might do a few live YouTube sessions depending on what's going on.
Yeah.
But like the getting to know the regulars that come in every stream, or that one person who comes in and then just keeps coming back, and then by the fifth stream you're like, ah, oh, such and such, you're back again, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really good to see. It's like, ah, oh, this person's coming in a lot. Like they must like what I'm doing, which is great. And then you kind of get to know them and you feel like kind of not protective, but like proud of yourself and happy that you're delivering such a good service to people that they're coming back and they're interested in stuff, and like you can be nice to them and they're nice to you, and then they come in the Discord, and then you play games together, and then we go to their wedding.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, I didn't because I had COVID, unfortunately, but you know, they came to yours and things like that. And
yeah,
I think that's a big positive about having a Twitch chat, is that those relationships are formed quite nice and easily with the right kind of people that come in.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Like, so
there are a lot of positives.
Absolutely. I think there's things that I'm not going to miss about streaming, but there's definitely things that, like I said, like you're saying, I am going to miss. Mm-hmm. And I think one of them was recently, I think it was early this year, Sadie and I went to Sea of Thieves Fest, and just getting the opportunity to face-to-face meet like people who have only seen names in chat, and, you know, being able to give them a hug, shake their hand, you know, have conversation with them was absolutely amazing. And I'm really looking forward to going again next year, even though I've kind of moved away from Sea of Thieves. I'm not playing it that much anymore. I'm definitely looking forward to going again to meet up with people again. And there was like one moment
even
where
TwitchCon we could go to.
Yeah, TwitchCon, or even like VidCon, like if I'm still making YouTube videos, like VidCon's another one go to, you know, like, like I just want to go to more conventions if I can. It's all about money at the end of the day. But
I mean, I love conventions. Like, I used to go to a lot of anime conventions and things, and I loved those. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
And I haven't done them since COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other half's not really big on anime and stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's unlikely that I'll probably get a chance to go to many unless, like, I get, you know, like, not that she won't let me go, but, like, you know, to have, like, the time off to do it as well from work and things like that, which is a big pain in the ass to me.
But
I do want to kind of get into maybe conventions and going away and meeting people. And
Because
I like that. We're sociable people, me and you, Drew. Well, you know, maybe I'm a bit more sociable.
You're probably more sociable than me. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'll just make friends with every table that comes in the restaurant. And I'll be laughing. Like, you know, I'll have a laugh with almost every table. And like, people are like, how do you just make everybody laugh? I'm like, I'm not making everybody laugh. We're like, we're all laughing together. That's my superpower, I'd like to think.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing the community together for laughter.
Yeah. I think in that sense as well, like, I very much like making people laugh.
That's what I mean by we're quite outgoing. I believe we're quite easy personalities to get along with.
Yeah.
Right. I know if you fuck me off for the wrong reason, I'll be grumpy about it for ages.
Yeah.
And if you fuck you off for a reason, you'll be grumpy about it for ages. Yeah. But we are capable of getting over that. But like, you know, like, I think we're all right.
Yeah.
I think we're all right.
Yeah. I feel like so far on this podcast, we've been all over the place. What we're talking about, we talked about Warhammer.
That's all right.
We talked about games. We talked about streaming.
But it's flowed naturally.
It has. It does. We segue into random topics. Yeah. So,
but it's all relevant. Like,
I just feel like in my mind, I'm like, I want to talk about Strange New Worlds.
Yeah, let's do it. Strange New Worlds.
And then I was thinking, oh, we want to talk about Strange New Worlds. But then I started thinking, oh yeah, but then. You know, we're talking about some really random stuff. We're all over the place, but I think that's just what people have to expect, I think, from us. We're just going to talk about anything, really. So, the Strange New Worlds.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God. So good.
Love it so much. This is the Star Trek I've needed since Enterprise came out.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and I like Enterprise, just to put that out there. I very much loved Enterprise.
Yeah.
It's got the best opening song.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that old feel. Even when you rewatch it now, and it's like, I know I'm talking about Enterprise and you want to talk about Stranger Worlds, but even when you go back to Enterprise, because I went home the other day and my dad was watching Enterprise because he'd never seen it, but he'd found it and he'd started watching it, even though I know he's watched the first two seasons because I watched it with him.
Yeah.
But anyways, he wears blind, he's never seen it. But you watch it and it was like, when was it? Was that like 2000s or something?
What,
2004, 2005, 2006, something like that.
I can't remember. Yeah, it was.
But you can tell it's still like analogy, like recorded in analog. And you look at it and you're like, oh, it's kind of old looking. But then it kind of fits because it's like the analog space age. It's the analog warp drive kind of age. You know,
what year was it? What's Enterprise?
I don't know. Yeah,
Enterprise.
It was a long time ago.
Good Lord, 2021. Sorry, 2021, sorry. 2001, sorry, not 2021.
2001, that's what I thought. 2001,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's... Oh, my days. I remember when that came out as well, and I was kind of... The first episode had, like, Klingons in, like, the Klingon in. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that farmer shot him.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you're watching that, and I was like, that's really good. And then you look at Strange New Worlds, and because Picard's came out, and yes, it was good. The last season of Picard was really fun. I really enjoyed it.
Definitely the best of the three seasons, yeah.
And we've had other things, like Lower Decks is really good, but that's kind of a different kind of thing.
Yeah, but Lower Decks is like, before Strange New Worlds, Lower Decks is like, I felt like was like the recently the most faithful show to Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we had Discovery come out, and Discovery Season 1, it was all right. Discovery Season 2. And then it went
really bad.
I enjoyed it. It was all right. It was a bit weird. I didn't really get it. It was a bit too timey-wimey nonsense going on. And then...
Too much focus on one particular character being a hero.
And it was just like... Season 3 came out and it was like... People can just do what they want now, huh?
Literally
teleport whenever the fuck I want.
I feel like they threw...
You know...
Everything out the fucking window with Discovery. Like, they threw everything out the window. Continuity. Yeah. The way they talked...
Warp drive, who needs it? Just pop up wherever the fuck you want.
It's a shit.
Yeah.
It was
in the future, nobody's got warp drive. Oh, that's good, because we can pop up everywhere the fuck we want.
Yeah.
You know, no problem.
Yeah.
And then, oh, maybe we should try and make another one. Yeah, they don't work. Oh, now warp's back, because we found out what happened, and it was just one dude sitting on a planet, apparently.
Yeah, spoilers for those people. We're not really spoiling much, to be fair.
I'm keeping it very vague on purpose. Yeah. And watched the recent season of Discovery, and I just thought, bollocks.
But Strange New Worlds.
Good thing that came out from Discovery.
Was Strange New World, exactly. That is one thing I will give praise. Yeah. That's one thing I will give praise to Discovery for, is it introduced...
Yes.
It introduced the crew of the Enterprise before, obviously, Kirk. I mean, we all know, for those of people who know Star Trek, we all know Pike was captain first and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like actually being able to kind of explore that crew and like their adventures and stuff like that. I got to tell you, God, it's so fucking good.
Amazing. I'm loving it so much.
It's just,
it looks amazing. Like, it looks the bridge good. Looks classic, yet
yes.
new.
The characters are fantastic.
Like the crystalline buttons, the little periscope thing they've got. Like, it looks classic, but it also looks new age.
Yeah.
There's one all at the same time.
Yeah.
The sounds are really cool. The boo boo boo.
I feel it's really hard to criticize that show. If I was going to have one criticism, I'm not a big fan of the actor who plays Kirk.
Really?
Because I feel Which Kirk?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. James Tiberius.
Right. Okay.
I'm not a big fan because I feel like, I don't know, if you look at like Chris Pine, for example, who obviously they got to replace him, like he's more, I think, like a better Shatner Kirk.
Yeah.
And I feel like this guy doesn't really feel like a Shatner Kirk, and I actually quite like Shatner Kirk. So it's like...
Yeah, but he's also his dad though, right?
Yeah. Spoiler.
No, it's not a spoiler. That's like everybody knows who's...
Yeah, Shatner but for Kirk those people who haven't... Yeah, so
it's not a spoiler if it's been in the source material for fucking
it gets touched on in that show. That like
that's a spoiler. I never said that. Everybody knows.
Said that. Yeah.
Everybody knows that Captain Kirk's dad is the other Kirk. Right?
Yeah.
So I ain't spoiling nothing because that's been out since the 60s, whatever the fuck it was. Right? Yeah. So you did that.
All right.
That was you. Right? So that's his dad. So he's not going to be fully Shatner because remember his mom is the Shatner.
What are we talking? Are we talking about the same thing? What are you saying?
The guy, you're not a fan of the actor who plays...
I don't know if he plays...
Captain Kirk's dad in Stranger Worlds.
James T? It's not... Wait, what? Who are you thinking of?
Let's wind back so my confusion doesn't confuse the confusion.
Okay. So I'm talking about the actor who plays James T. Kirk.
In Strange New Worlds.
In Strange New Worlds.
And he's the commander of the, what is it, the Farragut right now?
Maybe, yes. You get promoted to commander, I think.
Yeah.
To first officer, right?
Is, no, I might be getting confused here. Is that not Kirk's dad?
No, that is Kirk. That is Kirk. They talk about their dad.
No.
They talk about their dad. Sam is his half-brother. James T. Kirk's half-brother. This is James T. Kirk who becomes Captain of the Enterprise. That is that James T. Kirk?
Yes. I know where I'm getting confused at. Yeah. It's fine. My brain did a fucking lap in my head. Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, fair enough, yeah. I think it might have been the spoiler you're talking about that threw me there then.
The spoiler, I'm just going to put a spoiler out for this.
Yeah.
So they talk about his not yet born child.
Yes.
Which I thought was a really cool reference that I like they threw in there, that because he's obviously in The Wrath of Khan, the original movie, he meets his son David that Carol had. Because obviously she went off, like he went off on his adventures, his five year mission. Yeah. Stuff like that. So I love the fact that in the show they do mention the fact that he's dating someone called Carol and she's pregnant.
Yes.
And I was just sort of like, oh, that's so cool that they're throwing that in there.
Yes. Yes.
But I'm just not a big fan of the actor. I like him as an actor.
I think he's really cool. I liked him in the alternate universe as well. I thought he was very, it was more, more Kirkish in that
than he was, I guess so,
in the prime
timeline. I just feel like he just doesn't look for me like, or kind of fully act like Kirk. Whereas Chris Pine, I think, is a very good
Chris Pine's like that tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks. Even the sarcasm and stuff that goes with it.
And I feel like, I feel like the younger Kirk in this is not, I just don't look at him and think, oh, that's just so Kirk, you know? It's hard to say. It's such a small thing because the entire show is just like crazy insane. Like, I love it so much that I hate having to wait now for a third season. I just want to watch it. I want to watch more now. I want it now. Mm-hmm. Give me more Star Trek Strange New Worlds. No.
Yeah.
I really want it now.
This is the thing. You don't want it now. Yes.
I really want it now.
Yeah, I do. And I also don't because I like the weekly drops, and also we finished the season, so I kind of like the gap because it makes you kind of look forward.
If it all came out, was it a full year?
It must have been.
It might have been.
There was a lot that went on that year.
No, the last podcast, but the podcast before that, we talked about it, which I think was last year. So
yeah, maybe. Yeah,
let me just.
It was about a year.
Let me just check. I need to get rid of the Game Hour channel actually now that we're not making content on anymore. Strange New Worlds 1 year ago. Yeah. 1 year ago. So that's when we talked about it. And we even the podcast after that, we talked about tabletop gaming.
We were talking more about Firefly and
We covered
Warhammer though.
We covered similar topics in the past two podcasts that we did today. But at the end of the day, it's been a year, and we're trying to get through a lot of stuff for this podcast because hopefully we're going to do more, so it won't be the same recurring things. Yeah. We can talk about different themes.
For sure.
I know that Luke as well asked if we were going to ever consider getting guests on the show. Mm-hmm. And I think, yes, I would like to do so.
I think so, yeah, absolutely.
But I think we need to get into a rhythm of doing them regularly and also get more comfortable. We need to basically start structuring. We need to just learn to structure the podcast a bit more because... Yeah,
something we can talk about not on a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. exactly. But I think that's the thing is I would like to get guests on.
I agree.
I don't think we're in a position to get guests on because...
No, let's get good first.
We're a little all over the place. You know, we don't talk about the same things. And
let's get good.
Let's get good at podcasting first before we get guests on. But yeah.
Get good scrub.
How long have we been recording for now, by the way? I know that I don't really want to talk about
it. I know, you put an alarm on, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but then we talked for a little bit before we started, didn't we? So there's definitely only 6 minutes until my alarm goes off, but is that an hour of us doing the podcast? I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
Who knows? I'll never know.
Not me.
No, yum. Yeah, if I don't know, you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Don't know, bro. Don't know.
Don't know.
I feel like, here's a good timer. I feel like I need to smoke.
Do you really?
About an hour. So it's been about an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well. But anyway, I think we've still got about 10. I want to say we've got 10 minutes. We've got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes left.
It's got that time. Like, I've got me fidget going and, you know.
Yeah.
This is how I'm not in an earthquake anymore, because I picked up the fidget and I was like, yeah, I obviously need that.
I've got a question for you, though.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to Ahsoka?
Yes.
I'm hoping it's going to be good. I'm a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, I'm
hope
looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I want more Andor, because that is cracking.
Andor was so fucking good.
So
that was
good.
Another great show.
They just did it right, and it was
so, like, I love everything about
it. That was the one I was least looking forward to.
I know.
I looked at it and I was like, Andor.
It was such a curveball, wasn't it? It was kind of like
Rogue One, blah, blah, blah. And then it started and I was like,
more. Yeah, it was such a curveball because, like I said, people were just kind of like, who cares about this character particularly? But then when it came out, it was like,
God, the production value is so good. The rebellion, the people, the relationships, the stories. The three, like the mini series within the series, like the three points of like the first heist and then the three bits, the next bit, and then the three bits in the prison, you know, it all just kind of came. It was just so good.
It was so good.
It was just so well
great espionage kind of show.
And then you got a little bit of that in the latest Mandalorian season as well. Like they took a little bit of a beat from it where like they went back to, you know, when it was went back into Coruscant and you saw like, the same kind of places, the rock that they talked about in Andor, like the top of the mountain, you know, things like that.
I didn't really like season two of Mandalorian that much.
I thought it was all right. You know what? I really enjoyed the one with Chris Rock.
Was Chris Rock
Jack
in that?
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Not even the same race. Jack Black and...
Yes.
What's her face?
I know which one you
Lizzie
mean.
Lizzie Jizzy.
Yeah. I can't really remember.
I thought she was really good in that episode. She got a lot of flack for being in that episode, and I thought she was really cool.
Why?
Yeah, I thought it was really... Jack Black as well. They were both just together. The chemistry between them was just like, that sounds like some random toff who just controls a plan for no reason. That's exactly how they'd be.
Yeah.
Just think of like, you know, like the public school British guy who decides going to World War I's a good idea. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh yeah, Jolly Pip. Let's have a good time of it. You know.
Jolly Pip.
Pip and Gore, let's go. Let's give those Germans a telling what for. It works even better with my mustache, doesn't it?
It does. That's what I was thinking. For those people, obviously, who are listening to this and can't see it, obviously, if you want to watch the podcast, you can watch it on my YouTube channel. But Aztec has some amazing mustache going on right now. So it worked really well.
Bit of a...
There's a little accent there. Yeah, a little twist at the end.
What do you mean they're not retreating? How dare they not retreat? Did you try shooting them? Well, try some more. I don't want you back here until you've shot them all.
Anyway, so...
Yeah, what was I talking about?
We were talking about Mandalorian on top of Jack Black.
Yeah, it was really good. That episode with the battle droids and stuff that had been repurposed for like lifting and things like that, and like Mando is there fucking kicking them and being a dick to droids as he is always, because you know he doesn't like battle droids for obvious reasons. I don't think anybody would, and having a hard time trusting them. But then like the things that are like the Clone Wars references alone were so good, and Doc Brown being in there.
Oh, that was good.
Amazing. I just really enjoyed that episode. It was just like, I really enjoyed it. It was just like a little bit of a side quest that I thought everybody else was like, oh, but why aren't we going back to see you? Oh, bollocks, have a side quest.
Yeah.
I like side quests, all right?
I like side quests a lot as well. Yeah.
And we're slowly realizing that Bo-Katan is the Mandalorian. not Din Djarin, but like, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's still cool, you know, like the whole story's coming together very well. So I did enjoy the third season.
Yeah.
But Andor was just something else. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember there being a bad episode.
No.
Every episode I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
What is going on? what's going to happen? Like, there's so much pressure, even though nothing's happening. It's really peaceful. Like, the build up to the heist they did where they stole the gold and stuff. It was just like, what's happening? Like, there's so much tension building up to this. Like, the Imperials are like kind of tense because of this holiday thing coming up. Mm-hmm. They're tense because of the heist. It's like, mm-hmm. it's just all like, oh, it's just like, nothing's going on, yet you're like,
yeah,
you know? It's like when you watched the newest Dunkirk film.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that whole thing. There's like barely any music in it. Half the time it's just like when they're sitting in the plane, like they're coming in, you can just feel the tension of the situation, even though there's not like epic gunfights, epic dogfights all the time. Even the dogfights that happened weren't like epic, like, it was literally just like they'd be almost IRL with a little bit of cinematography thrown in. And like, it would be quiet with just the plane engine.
Yeah.
It would be like, or like when they're getting shot at in the ship, it's just like, ding. There's nothing like suspenseful. It's just the whole situation. Like, they build the situation of Dunkirk so well that you're just there the entire movie, like gripped, like silent yourself because everything else is quiet and going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they do the same thing in Andor where it's like, they just use the storytelling, like the narrative to create the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And fair enough, in Andor, they do have a bit more music, but like films like Dunkirk, where they just like, you know, there is music in there, but it's like, it's the gravitas of the situation and the storytelling and the actor's presence.
Yeah.
That's giving you that sense of making your heart go. You can almost feel the pressure.
Yeah.
As if you were involved in the events yourself, you know, or like stand by watching them occur in that universe, which is what I really like about those films.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Andor did it very well.
You've just reminded me of like a little thing about movies and television. There's a thing that it's hard to describe exactly what it is, but sometimes they'll have moments where it's kind of like an anticipation thing. So like someone, like, for example, will throw something and for a moment it goes quiet until you hear the impact. So like, and it's just really weird things. So say, for example, I know they do it sometimes in, they do it like, I think Transformers, the original Transformers movie is, not the original, like it's in the animated one, the original, like the Michael Bay movies.
Yeah.
There's moments where like, normally there's like loads of sound going on, there's loads of explosions and stuff like that. And they'll do this thing where it'll go quiet apart from one certain noise. And for example, it'll be a Transformer transforming and there'll be loads of explosions, loads of noises. And then they'll just like, there'll be no noise except from the metal clanging of it transforming. So it's just like, it'll be like loads of noise and then it'll just go like, dunk, 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 dunk. And then noise, you know what I mean? And it's just this weird thing that it does for my brain is when you'll see like a shot get fired or something like that. And like for that time, it's just sort of like, it's so hard to explain what it is, but it's like just silence.
I think I understand you.
And then a noise happening. Like,
yeah, it's like, I'm sure there's like a bit in the Transformers where like a tank shoots one of the Transformers. It's like, and then nothing. And then just...
Yeah. And then the noise continues.
And then you're back in the action again.
Yeah. And it does something
like,
in my brain.
I like that because it's like, bang. Boom. Like,
yeah. You know,
like, yeah.
And I love it. I love it whenever they do this thing.
It makes your brain feel nice as well, doesn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
It's like there's that bit where he transforms on the road when they're all getting... Like, I think when like that guy's skating through the cars and stuff and he goes like... It's like all noisy and explosion, then it's silent. And then it's just...
And
then back, everything's back again, and you're just like, oh.
I think another example of it to put my finger on it would be just Transformers. By the way, isn't the only movies that do this, but like this is the ones I'm thinking of. So there's
the easiest ones to recall.
Yeah, but there's a recently I rewatched Dark of the Moon, which is the third Transformers movie, and there's
I've seen that one.
You haven't seen that one? Oh god,
I did start rewatching them recently, like when Carolina was in the States.
Yeah.
And I got through one and two, and then, I don't know, I got distracted by something, I think.
Right. Well, the scene in it is, I'll describe it, and I, honestly, it's like one of my favorite Transformers transformations that I've seen is, and I don't want to run this on too much longer because I know that we are getting towards the end of the podcast, but there's basically a bit where they're driving, and he's like saying, you got to go faster, B, you got to go faster. And then one of the Decepticons trip over it. Well, like, they basically hit a truck with like all these like canisters on it. And the canisters basically, the truck starts to flip and the canister all going through the air. And Bumblebee's heading straight up towards it. So what Bumblebee does is he kind of like Transform jumps, but as he transforms, Sam gets knocked out of him, and he's basically flying through the air, and they've got this like, kind of like slow motion, like you can barely hear anything other than the sound of like Bumblebee like hitting away like the canisters out the way and stuff like that. And it's like this silence other than Sam having this kind of like echoey scream, and then it's a silence, and then what he does is he grabs him, throws him back into him, and it goes like around him, and it's like all you're hearing is the sound of like the clang of the metal, and there's no other sound. And then Sam screams like a child, like a scared child, because obviously if you imagine like would. Everything transforms around you, and like it's just this thing where it just goes silent, and then it's like, and then like the sound continues, and it's just going like it just does something to my brain. I'm just like, oh god, that sounds so good, you know.
It's like the bit in the new Star Trek movies before they come out of warp.
Yeah,
where it's like you're coming into warp in 30 seconds, like the first film when they come out on Vulcan.
Yeah,
and like they're all chatting, and then it's like quiet, and then
yes,
and then it's suddenly like brr, 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 like fucking things, debris everywhere, like that kind of thing. Like not as much, but like that kind of just that void space of things happening where it's like right, we've worked out the argument between everybody.
Yeah,
and then we're coming to Vulcan. So, all fucking things going on, and like captain suddenly shouting orders, you know. It's like,
and you've just reminded me of a bit in a Star Trek movie, which is another example of this, with what I'm talking about is Nemesis. There's a bit where they're fighting the Enterprise fighting the Scimitar, and the Scimitar launches a volley of I don't know what it is exactly. It might be like proton shots or whatever it is, I'm not sure exactly, but like launches a volley, and there's a silence as they look at the view screen and see the shots come towards the bridge. So it's a silence. So you hear like, and then it's just like silence to look at the bridge. And then it hits the bridge, and the front of the bridge like explodes open. They get sucked out of it. And it's just like this kind of pause. The shots get fired, pause of silence, and then boom. And it's chaos. And I can't describe what it does to me, but God.
That is basically, if you think about it, it's basically what happens is when I use my hammerhead when we're playing Warhammer, is you'll hear the tower, the hammerhead go, boom, and then it'll be quiet until it hits one of your command barges or whatever, and then that's what you can imagine in your head when I fire at you with my hammerhead.
Yeah.
When we play a tower.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. We'll do that.
Well, if we ever get around to making battle reports, the way I would do it is
you could put that sound in.
It's exactly. It's one of those things where like I can imagine to have full effect is you would see it like ready up, and then this is the way it would be. It would ready up. You would see it like charging its weapon, and then you'd see the shot,
ding,
but you wouldn't hear it. And it will be a delayed sound, and you so like
it goes away from it.
Exactly. So it goes, then it goes, or something like that, and you just that's what I'm talking about. It's like you see it, no sound, and then
like the seismic charges in Star Wars.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly an episode.
I don't know how we've took so long to come to that example, because that's the fucking prime one.
That's exactly it. Yeah, it's exactly like you just see it go. It goes. Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah.
And when they use that in The Mandalorian, it's like was like the meme. Like
yes. Yeah, that's it. But
fucking hell, that's the one.
That's the one.
In the end there, boys.
That's the one. That's the prime example. Prime example. But sadly, I think that's all the time now for buddy. Yeah.
That's it. Done. We did it.
We did it. We got it there in the end. That is literally the end.
Congratulations, everybody. Give yourselves a high five, a pat on the back. Boom. There you go.
But I think we're going to go now, buddy. So
see you later.
Yeah, catch you in a bit. Bye-bye. But I think that's it for today. We'll do another one in a couple of weeks. We'll try and keep it regularly going. And we'll try and also be more prepared as well. Come up with some ideas of what we're going to talk about in the next one. This one's like a catch-up. This one's like a catch-up. Just talking.
Getting back into the groove. We did quite well today.
Yeah. But
I guess we'll see.
Yeah, and obviously, for anybody who's listening, if you guys want to check out the Discord, It's not. It's not easy to find. You'll probably need to find my YouTube channel. Let's do this because I can't rely on. You know what I need to do? I need to make some sort of like some sort of URL link that all takes you straight to the Discord or something like that. Because I know that Discords have a unique. You can make a unique link.
Mm-hmm. We haven't got one.
But
long story short,
the thing is, we can make one, but the problem is it relies heavily on people boosting the server. And if people stop boosting the server, you use your custom link, you lose it. So it's like, I can't rely on it. So if you guys want to join the Discord server, you can join the Discord server, and you can ask some questions in there. Alternatively, if you want to go over to the YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, which is Let's Drew This, and the podcasts are getting pushed on there for now, so you can always go in the comment section. And leave a question there if you've got any questions, or if you have anything you want us to talk about, any topics that we can cover.
For sure.
I would love to also do a podcast where we maybe even just go on Reddit and we find funny things to read and let's react to. That would be nice.
I like the sound of that. That'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that sounds good.
And that's it. I would obviously say you can find us at Twitch or stuff like that, but. I'll be honest with you.
Twitch, not so much.
We're not doing
that
anymore.
Discord's your best bet. Yeah. If you're interested in the 3D print stuff I was on about, then we'll put a link or something underneath.
Yeah. For those people watching on YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you're not, that's fine. I mean, if you're not watching on YouTube and you're watching on Spotify or Apple or whatever.
Yeah.
It is just construct 3D prints. But, yeah. You can find the Discord in any case. Find us on YouTube. Get the information there if you're really that interested. Otherwise, don't worry about it so much.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And I think that's all we've got time for. So thank you so much, Azdeck, for hanging out.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And we'll do it again pretty soon.
I hope so.
Okay. Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.